So for file number 25-071, Roden Bridge, we'll open the public hearing once again to have the petition read into the record.
Petition to vacate public land location parcel 7-5.0-15-000-000-016.000, Township 23 North, Section 15, Range 22 West. Taney County Commission has duly considered the petition of the Southern Department of Natural Resources, Division of State Parks, hereafter DSP, along with 12 duly qualified and competent adult petitioners who are registered voters, to vacate that portion of Sycamore Church Road pursuant to Section 228.110 RSMO, described as follows. A part of Sycamore Church Road, route number 248-20I, located in Branson Civil Township in Taney County, Missouri, and lying in part of the southeast quarter of Section 15, Township 23 North, Range 22 West of the 5th Principal Meridian, more particularly described as commencing at a 5/8 inch rebar described in Missouri State Land Survey Document Number 600-77500, set to mark the quarter section corner between Sections 15 and 22 in said township, then south 88 degrees 48 minutes east, a distance of 1,312.25 feet to the southeast corner of the southwest quarter of the southeast quarter of said Section 15. Thence along the east line of said quarter section, north 01 degrees, 37 minutes, 10 seconds east, a distance of 343.13 feet to a point on the center line of Sycamore Church Road, route number 248-20, thence along said center line, north 68 degrees, 40 minutes west, a distance of 22.6 feet to an angle point, thence north 67 degrees 41 minutes west, a distance of 91 feet to a point of curvature, thence along the arc of a curve to the left, having a radius of 1,950 feet, through a central angle of 3 degrees 40 minutes, an arc distance of 124.79 feet to a point of tangency, thence north 71 degrees 21 minutes west, a distance of 41.37 feet to a point of curvature, thence along the arc of a curve to the right, having a radius of 173.5 feet, through a central angle of 30 degrees 44 minutes, an arc distance of 93.07 feet to a point of tangency, thence north 40 degrees 37 minutes west, a distance of 10.75 feet to the end of Sycamore Church Road, route number 248-20 and the beginning of Nolan Road, route number 248-20H and Sycamore Church Road spur, route number 248-20I, thence along the center line of said Sycamore Church Road spur, route number 248-20I, north 49 degrees 45 minutes east, a distance of 20 feet to the true point of beginning of herein described center line of Sycamore Church Road spur, route number 248-20I, petition to be vacated, thence north 49 degrees 45 minutes east, a distance of 232.9 feet to a point of curvature, thence along the arc of a curve to the left, having a radius of 80 feet, through a central angle of 106 degrees 5 minutes 30 seconds, an arc distance of 148.13 feet to a point of tangency, thence north 56 degrees 20 minutes 30 seconds west, a distance of 203.5 feet to a point of curvature, thence along the arc of a curve to the right, having a radius of 58 feet, through a central angle of 89 degrees 50 minutes 30 seconds, an arc distance of 90.95 feet to a point of tangency, thence north 33 degrees 30 minutes east, a distance of 44.4 feet to a point of curvature, thence along the arc of a curve to the left, having a radius of 37.5 feet, through a central angle of 92 degrees 34 minutes, an arc distance of 60.58 feet to a point of tangency, thence north 59 degrees 4 minutes west, a distance of 145.3 feet and continuing as far as Taney County Claims Jurisdiction. A map showing the road location is incorporated herein and attached as Exhibit A. An affidavit is attached as Exhibit B, memorializing Public notice of this application having been given in accordance with Section 228.110 RSMO, the County Commission finds notice to be satisfactory to duly obtain jurisdiction of the subject matter and of all parties herein, and find the facts justify vacation of the portion of the public road identified. Wherefore, the Commission determines the portion of Sycamore Church Road described herein is hereafter will be vacated and no longer the property to Taney County, and directs petitioner to cause this order to be recorded in the land records for Taney County. So ordered. That's kind of a combination of the petition and the order, wasn't it?
A little bit.
That was good. But that was the petition.
That was the petition. All right. And we do have an order.
Mr. Bond.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. All right. With that part of the process being completed, is there anyone here that wishes to speak to the order that has been presented? Is there any discussion for the commission, with the commission, before we close the public hearing? We do have an order that has been prepared, so at this time I will close the public hearing and go to a vote.
Move to approve the petition to vacate portion of Sycamore Church Road. Order. Where is the order at? Move to approve the order to vacate portion of Sycamore Church Road.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right, we'll get that taken care of. And
thank you, Jim.
Thank you, sir.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
And then in the case, the order for road vacation of roadways at Rendezvous Camp, Mr. Motley.
I cannot reach my client. My office says they talked to him on Friday. He's not here. I talked to Mr. Elliott. I think what I'd like to do, gentlemen, is push this back. I'll do the re-noticing, because that will also let me do the utility provider. He cleans it up for you folks.
Okay.
I'll get a hold of him. But if he's here or not, I will be here in January, and then I think at that point we can proceed. But I'll just do the re-noticing and take care of that for you.
Okay. Okay. Well, we appreciate that. Thank you.
No, thank you, John.
Thanks, sir.
I apologize for not being here.
I'm glad I didn't have to read another petition, so.
Unless you found a cough drop, so.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
All right, so we need to take no action or just?
Probably not. We don't need a table because we'll just let him read petition.
Well, he won't probably read petition. He'll re-note.
Will you just re-notice?
Probably.
So should we table
to
the
table it to the first
term
of
2026? Okay.
And then that'll give him the ability to re-notice the publication or posting requirement. I think that'll be cleaner, gentlemen.
Okay.
So you don't need to refile the petition, just re-notice it.
Correct.
With this affidavits and so forth attached. Is that correct? Okay.
Move to table the road vacation of roadways at Rendezvous Camp to the first day of the first term of 2026.
Okay. Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right. We'll get on with our regular business this morning. We have a bid recommendation. 202-507-584 for HVAC repair and services, non-EPM. This morning we have Ms. Jordan Marler, Taney County Commission Assistant, and Mr. Scott Turpening, Maintenance Director.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Righty. In reference to bid number RFB 202-507-584, this is for HVAC repair and services. We had three bids come in, with one being disqualified for not adhering to bidding recommendations. So we are just with heat, edge heating and cooling, and multi-craft contractors. You guys have a copy in your packets if you guys want to look over those material lists.
It appears that Ed's labor rates are considerably cheaper. Note the only two variances that we have is the material cost plus of the percentage on the first two, which are the 5,000 and below. They are just a little bit higher, but with the annual or the quarterly visits, they seem to be right at half the cost, and then their hourly rates are considerably lower. There is a call response time. They have 4 hours. Is that an issue, or has that been an issue in the past?
It hasn't been. No, they're usually here before that.
Okay.
The only thing I would state is just now in the description, it was stated that it was one was disqualified for not adhering to bidding recommendations. It's actually because of bidding requirements. So just wanted to say that for the record. You guys have any questions?
I don't.
Do not.
Move to award bid number 202507-584 to Ed's Heating and Cooling.
Second.
Have motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, next we have the approval of the fiscal year 2025 CDBG competitive cycle. This is for the Village of Taneyville roadway improvements letter of commitment. This is one we'd had a round table with Taneyville, and this is a letter of commitment if they are approved for the CDBG grant.
That will help out with a match.
Yep, we'll help out with an up to a 20% match for them.
Move to approve the letter of recommendation and allow Commissioner Plummer to sign.
Second.
Have motion and second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have the approval of the letter of support for Cox Health, the Delta Regional Authority. Letter of support will be going to Congressman Eric Burleson on behalf of Cox Health to try to get the Delta Regional Authority in Taney County to help with J1 doctors.
Move to approve the letter of support for Cox Health Delta Regional Authority.
Second.
Have motion and second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have the approval of the consulting agreement for Esterit, file number 25-106, P&Z.
Move to approve the agreement by and between Taney County and Scott Esterit.
Second.
Have motion and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have the approval of the agreement for the arm saw attachments, one or more. Well, this morning we have Road and Bridge Administrator, Mr. Jack Cole. We do have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated September 30th, 2025, approving the agreement as to form. This is for the purchase of three arm saw attachments. This agreement would be between Taney County and Limbuster LLC. We heard this went out for
bid.
Yeah, that was like we awarded it a couple weeks ago. Or.
Yeah.
Guess any questions?
No.
Move to approve the agreement for arm saw attachments, one or more, by and between Taney County and Limbuster LLC.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you,
Jack. Next, we have our court orders, personal property abatements, and add-on report. With this morning from Taney County Clerk's Office, we have Ms. Jennifer Hutchison.
Good morning.
Good morning, ma'am. How are you?
Good.
Can we just have the add-on report?
Yeah.
yeah, for September.
Move to accept and enter into the record the personal